Fathom sheds Atom Map name as AI biotech lands 47 million series of boost. Fathom Therapeutics, rebranded from Atom Map, closed a $47 million Series A on April 27, 2026, staking a claim that the next generation of AI-driven drug discovery belongs not to large language models alone, but to companies that fuse artificial intelligence with computational physics to simulate molecular behavior at atomic resolution. The round, reported exclusively by Endpoints News, positions Fathom at the intersection of two dominant capital themes in 2026 biopharma: the institutional appetite for AI-native drug discovery platforms, and the growing conviction that physics-based simulation can de-risk targets before a single dollar enters the wet lab. The company was founded by Huafeng Xu, who serves as CEO, alongside co-founders Yujia Wu and Jesus Izaguirre. Terms of the round beyond the headline figure, including lead investor identity and post-money valuation, were not disclosed in the source material. The article by Endpoints News senior biopharma correspondent Andrew Dunn notes that the company's intellectual heritage traces to the early 2000s work of billionaire scientist David Shaw, who built supercomputers to study molecular behavior long before AI became a standard biotech toolkit. That lineage matters. It signals Fathom is not a large language model wrapper dressed in a lab coat, but a platform with deep roots in molecular dynamics and physics-based simulation. The financing lands as the broader biotech venture environment shows tentative signs of recovery. Investment in UK biotechs, according to data from the Bioindustry Association, picked up following a lull in mid-2025, a signal that institutional capital is cautiously re-engaging with early-stage life science after a prolonged funding drought. Fathom's Series A arriving at this moment is not coincidence. It reflects a specific investor thesis: AI physics hybrid platforms carry differentiated defensibility in a market where pure software AI drug discovery companies have proliferated and commoditized. Physics is moat. Why Fathom's architecture matters to capital allocators. The strategic logic behind Fathom's approach is straightforward to quantify in concept, harder to replicate in practice. Large language models trained on protein structure databases, the approach popularized by AlphaFold and its commercial descendants, generate static predictions. They answer the question, what shape does a protein take? Physics-based molecular dynamics simulation answers a harder question, how does a protein move, and what happens when a small molecule binds to it? That distinction carries direct commercial relevance. Drug candidates fail at phase 2 and phase 3 not because targets were misidentified, but because dynamic binding behavior, off-target interactions, and conformational changes under physiological conditions were not predicted accurately at the discovery stage. A platform that integrates AI pattern recognition with physics-based simulation of molecular motion addresses that failure mode at the root. The David Shaw reference in the endpoint sourcing is deliberate and material. Shaw's D.E. Shaw Research, founded in 2008, built the Anton supercomputer series specifically to run molecular dynamics simulations at speeds orders of magnitude faster than conventional hardware. Fathom's founders carry institutional knowledge from that tradition. Huafeng Xu's leadership, alongside co-founders Wu and Izaguirre, suggests a founding team with combined depth in computational chemistry, machine learning, and biophysics. The specific scientific programs Fathom is advancing with this capital were not disclosed in the available source material. $47 million Series A, Fathom Therapeutics, formerly Atom Map, April 27, 2026. Investor composition and post-money valuation, not disclosed. Scientific programs, not disclosed. The rebrand signal, from Atom Map to Fathom Company renames at the Series A stage are not cosmetic. They mark a transition from proof of concept to platform company positioning, and they are designed to communicate a thesis to the next tier of investors, the crossover funds and strategics who will decide whether this company becomes a standalone drug developer, a platform licensor, or an acquisition target. Atom Map communicated a technical descriptor, mapping atoms. Fathom communicates depth of understanding in the act of sounding out complexity. For institutional audiences, the rename signals that the company believes its differentiation lies not in the specific computational method but in the depth of biological insight that method generates. That is a larger addressable market and a more defensible licensing narrative. Our view, the rename also de-risks the narrative for pharma business development teams. A company called Atom Map sounds like a computational tool. A company called Fathom sounds like a drug discovery partner. That distinction matters when structuring collaboration agreements, which historically represent the Series B catalyst for AI drug discovery platforms. Sector context, AI drug discovery valuations and the competitive landscape. The AI drug discovery sector has produced a range of financing outcomes in recent years that frame Fathom's $47 million raise. Isomorphic Labs, spun out from DeepMind, has operated with reported nine-figure backing. Recursion Pharmaceuticals went public and later traded at multi-billion dollar market capitalizations before the 2022 to 2023 biotech correction compressed valuations across the sector. InSilico Medicine completed a Series D in the hundreds of millions range in prior years. These are historical reference points. Current valuations and funding status for those companies reflect 2026 market conditions that are not fully captured in the available source material. At $47 million for a Series A, Phathom is raising at a scale consistent with a platform company that has demonstrated proof-of-concept computational outputs but has not yet advanced a lead program to IND-enabling studies. The capital will likely be deployed across three buckets: computational infrastructure, a chemistry team to validate AI physics predictions in vitro, and the business development function needed to structure pharma partnerships. Whether that deployment model is confirmed by the company was not available in the source material. The parallel activity in the broader biopharma market on April 27, 2026 reinforces the momentum context. Sun Pharma announced a deal to acquire Organon for $11.75 billion, a transaction that headlines the scale of strategic mergers and acquisitions operating in the same week Phathom closed its Series A. Intellia's in vivo CRISPR therapy became the first to succeed in Phase 3, signaling clinical validation for next-generation modalities. Veradermics reported a phase trial win for its oral minoxidil formulation in its first major test as a newly public company. These concurrent data points sketch a biopharma environment that, as of late April 2026, is generating both strategic mergers and acquisitions and early-stage venture momentum simultaneously, a combination that historically precedes sustained capital inflow to preclinical platforms. What the UK recovery signal adds to the Phathom story: the Bio Industry Association data showing early recovery in UK biotech investment following the mid-2025 lull provides a structural backdrop that extends beyond geography. The lull itself reflected rising cost of capital, regulatory uncertainty, and the overhang from 2022 to 2023 down rounds compressing LP appetite for early-stage biotech exposure. Recovery signals, even preliminary ones, indicate that institutional limited partners are reallocating to the sector. Our view: the recovery is not uniform. Capital is concentrating in platforms with differentiated scientific moats, a category that AI physics hybrid drug discovery fits by construction. Undifferentiated AI-first biotechs, those whose primary claim is speed of molecule generation without validated physics-based selectivity filters, will compete for a smaller share of that recovered capital. Phathom's architecture, to the extent the endpoints reporting accurately characterizes its lineage, positions it in the higher conviction bucket. Caption: Selected Biopharma Events Week of April 27, 2026. Phathom raise confirmed, other deal values and terms per cited sources. Investment positioning: where Phathom sits on the private equity and strategic spectrum for institutional capital, Phathom at the Series A stage represents a high optionality, binary outcome position. The two most likely exit paths for an AI physics drug discovery platform are a pharma collaboration that converts to an acquisition, or a Series BC funded initial public offering if clinical programs advance. The third path, independent drug development through Phase 2, requires capital deployment at a scale not supported by a $47 million raise alone. The strategic acquirer universe for a platform with this architecture includes the large pharma R&D operations that have publicly committed to AI-native drug discovery. AstraZeneca, Roche, Pfizer, and Merck have all announced AI partnerships or internal buildouts in recent years. A physics simulation layer that improves their internal hit-to-lead conversion rates carries direct P&L value measurable in reduced Phase 2 attrition costs, which industry estimates, not from the source material, have historically placed in the hundreds of millions per program. The specific commercial terms any such partnership might take were not disclosed, as no partnerships have been announced for Phathom at this stage. Private equity buyers operate differently here. Direct buyout of a $47 million Series A company is unlikely absent a defined revenue base. The more relevant private equity angle is through crossover funds and growth equity vehicles that bridge Series B to pre-initial public offering, where platform validation via a named pharma collaboration would represent the key de-risking event. The Plaquemine view: the market is debating which AI drug discovery architecture wins. The consensus has tilted toward large language models and generative chemistry because those tools are visible, benchmarkable, and produce outputs fast enough to demonstrate progress in investor decks. Physics-based simulation has been the slower, less legible competitor. Phathom's raise challenges that consensus with a specific empirical claim: LLMs predict structure, but physics predicts behavior. Drug candidates fail on behavior. If Phathom can demonstrate that its integrated platform reduces Phase 2 attrition on even one disclosed program, the $47 million Series A will look like the cheapest entry point in the company's history. The second-order effect Plaquemium watches, the D.E. Shaw research heritage embedded in Fathom's founding team creates a network and credibility signal that is not replicable by first-generation AI biotech founders. David Shaw's molecular dynamics work predates the current AI hype cycle by 2 decades. Investors in this round are buying scientific pedigree as much as software. That pedigree is the moat. The timing of the rebrand from AtomMap to Fathom, concurrent with the series A rather than preceding it, tells us the company is managing narrative for the next capital raise, not the current one. Series B positioning for AI drug discovery platforms in 2026 requires a pharma partnership or clinical proof point. Fathom's leadership, given their computational heritage, will likely pursue a named collaboration agreement within 18 months of this close. That collaboration announcement, not this Series A, is the catalyst institutional investors should monitor. The broader recovery signal in UK biotech investment, combined with the mergers and acquisitions activity visible in the Sun Pharma Organon deal and concurrent clinical wins, suggests the 2026 biopharma environment is constructive enough for Fathom to execute that partnership strategy from a position of momentum rather than desperation. That context is favorable for the founders and dilutive for later stage investors if valuation re-rates before the Series B is priced. The bottom line: Fathom's $47 million Series A is a bet that physics-constrained AI outperforms generative chemistry alone in predicting drug candidate behavior, and that the market has not yet fully priced that differentiation. The company's founding team carries institutional DNA from the pre-AI era of molecular dynamics simulation, a lineage that provides both scientific credibility and a network into the large pharma R&D organizations that represent the most likely exit path. The rebrand from AtomMap to Fathom is a Series B signal dressed as a Series A announcement. Watch for a named pharma collaboration within 18 months. That is when the real valuation conversation begins.